I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The West Virginia DNR fishing regulations have some substantial changes you're going to need to know about before you hit the water in 2021. We'll touch on some of the highlights of those changes coming up right after this. The state's Natural Resources Commission approved a number of changes for the state's fishing regulations back in 2020, and Assistant Chief for Fisheries Mark Scott tells us you can see them all listed in the front of the new fishing regs.
The easiest way to find those is just inside the cover of the reg. There's a new for 2021 section at the bottom that goes highlights all the changes that were approved by the commissioners. So that's the easiest way to find them.
One of the biggest, Scott explains, deals with the number of fish you're allowed to keep anywhere in West Virginia.
A statewide 30 fish daily career limit and 60 fish possession limit. And that was set, I know initially a lot of people talked about being a panfish reg, but it's actually for any game fish that does not have a current limit. You know, like channel cat, other than in the small impoundments, they were under no limit. So you could keep all you want. Yellow perch, whatever. So this is basically setting a baseline daily creel limit for any fish that currently is not under a creel limit.
And there's also a change in the fishing regs on the famous Noon River you'll need to check out.
The New River regulation, which established a 14 to 22 inch slot limit for the entire New River except for the catch and release section, which is from the 64 Bridge at Sandstone downstream to the Grandview Sandbar, and also excludes Bluestone Lake from the dam upstream to the mouth of Indian Creek. And outside of those two areas, it's a 14 to 22 inch slot limit, and the daily limit is still the same, still six fish limit, but only one of the six can be over the 22 slot, and the rest would have to be under.
And if you're a fan of fishing for hybrid stripers on the Kanawha River, big change there as well.
We pay we actually buy hybrid stripe bass usually because we can't raise them here, so we have to pay for those to stock. And the previous regulation was a 30 fish limit, which we thought wasn't allowing the fish to be maximized for the growth. A lot were being kept as 6, 8, 10 inch fish. That's getting a lot of complaints from anglers about people keeping all the small ones and not letting them grow up. So we added the Kanawha River to the 4 fish, 15 inch minimum size limit for hybrid striped bass, and white bass.
Now, there are several more smaller regulation adjustments that, again, are all listed in the front of the 2021 regulations brochure. Read up, and we'll see you on the water. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.